Welcome in to the Other Football Podcast. Chris Chapman, Thomas Viola, Carson Merck rolling with you here as we do our final episode of 2019, our final episode of the decade. Pretty cool stuff. So we're going to do a best of the decade show. That's how we're going to wind up the last episode of the 20-teens. We will do
decades always feel like they're a lot longer ago.
Yeah.
Like 2010 feels a lot longer ago, but also, especially for me right now, it's been such an enormous time of change. 2009, I was a freshman in high school.
I graduated high school in 2009.
And I was living in California for only the second year.
Yeah.
Since then, I've lived in California. I've lived in Syracuse. I've lived back in California. I went through all of college.
Yeah.
And now I'm here in Vegas. I've had
a very transformative decade for TV.
Yeah. I went from literally being a freshman in high school to being someone with an actual career, which is weird.
Yeah.
Chris got balder, fatter.
I did.
Chris's years of change are over.
My hair actually got longer.
Yeah.
My son was, I think, 2 years old in 2009.
Yeah. I mean, you went through all of college. You have a mystery job that we don't know.
Yeah, which we'll get to later, I think.
I don't think so. I don't think that.
No,
this is the best of the decade. This isn't
the
usual
Carson guess.
Yeah, this is the usual. This isn't a usual podcast episode.
All right.
So before
we get started, where can they find us?
Spotify, Stitcher, LVSportsNetwork.com, BGN.fm, Shout the Roughneck Scarves, Pocket Cast, Twitter, at OtherFBallPod.
At TV at work.
At Magnum 702. By the way, thank you for all the support. Last week's episode, we got a ton of hits on it. I thought it was a pretty good episode.
Although we're calling our shots on the episode we haven't posted yet because we're recording back to back.
Tell people that.
No, I like it.
We're calling our shot here. I love it.
I respected both aspects of that. I'm down for both. But yeah, that was a bold statement by Chris.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were going to throw me under the bus.
I was primed and ready. I saw the bus coming and I saw my opportunity.
Like Regina from
Mean Girls. So now that the cat is out of the bag, anyway, we get started here on our best of. And we came up with some categories. I think there's six or seven of them.
Well, hang on. Since we've got an extra week before we post this, can I just call some things that are going to happen this week? This is going to be amazing when Liverpool gets relegated.
Yes. All right.
After a massive cheating scandal.
I like it.
Like Juventus?
Yeah.
Allegedly.
So, I don't know what we're calling them. I don't know if it's the Other Football Awards.
I like it.
All right.
Yeah. The Other Footies.
The Other Footies. I like that.
Yeah.
So,
got
I think
the footy pajamas.
The three of us will give our opinion, and I think we'll probably have some debate and maybe some arguments. But
I like it. I'm in.
We the first one I guess we can start with is we can go with the, I don't know, what do you guys want to go with? Club of the decade?
Yeah, that's what I have.
Save
at the top
that
of my
for
list.
I know it's at the top of the list. Do we want to go like increasing?
How about
and we'll sprinkle in the two wild cards that you guys know I'm talking about in the middle of it.
Yeah. How about we start with American player of the decade?
Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
Plus, that's going to start off the top with some saucy debate.
Okay. I will start.
Go ahead.
My American player of the decade. I felt like there were a couple different.
I'm going to be pissed if I agree with any. If I
you definitely
you guys
don't
on anything.
I feel like there are a few places we could go. However, and I will lay out my reasoning. My American player of the decade.
Jurgen Klinsmann.
I would be stunned if he and I have the same one.
Chris Wondolowski.
Oh my God!
That's unbelievable. You guys are the worst.
I thought this was going to be a hot day. I am stunned.
You know what? When I look at it,
I was ready for a debate.
I feel like there's zero debate.
Yes!
I feel like
this is the greatest moment.
That's terrible.
2010. Golden Boot winner.
Yes.
2012 Golden Boot winner.
Yes.
2012 MVP.
Yes.
Only player, only American with double digit goals in every single season in the decade.
Well, I will continue. He was a 5-time MLS All-Star.
Yep.
3-time made the MLS Best 11. As TV said, he was the MVP. Won the Golden Boot twice. Also won the Golden Boot in the Gold Cup in 2013. While also winning the entire tournament, helping the U.S. win the 2013
That's
Gold Cup.
That's unbelievable.
I'm
in shock right now.
I am shocked.
Done.
When you look at him as a whole.
I'm almost upset we started with this.
There is no American, because Pulisic started too late in the decade for him to qualify. And I feel like it's very difficult. The other direction I was leaning was Tim Howard.
Me too.
Howard's MLS career was non-existent, right? Yeah. I mean, he played in MLS, but
and he played for like a couple years in MLS.
Going completely shirtless for a second, so, which is bold.
I don't feel like I think mine's a slam dunk. No, I don't feel there's any argument.
You don't
when
think
you
so.
Look at the start of the decade,
in terms of someone who played great football throughout a decade,
and we didn't even mention that he's the all-time leading goal scorer in MLS,
which he broke at the end of the decade, not even the beginning.
Yes.
Alex Morgan?
Nope.
No. Not Wandolowski.
Yeah. Wait a second. So you're telling me, especially you, Chris, I'm pointing at you, that his MLS accolades are more important than on the national level.
I feel like when you look at the player as for the entire decade.
Alex Morgan scored over 100 goals internationally this decade.
Yeah, but Alex Morgan also played.
We're going to national team compared to MLS. We're going to do that.
Women's national team compared to men.
Really?
Yeah.
They scored 13 goals against Thailand in the World Cup.
Yeah. That's some Zlatan series.
Have we watched MLS?
That's some Zlatan in Serie C kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Shout
out to Monza FC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
By the way, my friend's looking for a jersey.
Monza FC
they
jersey?
They didn't sell it at the stadium.
I don't think they have them. I don't think the players have them. They have player tees.
I completely agree.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really feel like you can – look, Alex Morgan's career has certainly been impressive. But I just don't feel – like, domestically, do they even have? I mean,
it's like the difference between a Steph Curry playing in the NBA
versus if he was in the G League
versus if a guy like Kawhi went back to college.
I just don't feel like the competition stacks up.
It doesn't,
and it's not a
for
knock
somebody
on,
that's very critical of MLS. I think you're really backing the international competition.
It's not like Alex Morgan's doing that year after year on a club level.
Yeah, she scored 100 goals internationally in one decade.
I don't even know what club she plays for.
When you play in a that's easy when you're playing against people where you could realistically put up a triple double.
Yeah,
but I'm an MLS guy, and we're acting like MLS, like Chris Wondolowski was playing in the Premier League.
No, he wasn't. But when you look at a player from 2010,
yeah.
To 2019, yeah.
Who played consistently great football
every single year.
Not only was he consistent, he was consistently great, and he brought home the hardware to back it up.
The other thing is,
the only thing he's missing is an MLS Cup.
You could make the argument he has been the best player in the best American, not just the best American. The best player in MLS for the entire decade.
Yeah. There is no one whose career over that time matches that.
There's no one who's been better than – there's no – and the fact that it's the American domestic league.
Yeah.
I feel that has to hold some weight.
Mm-hmm. I honestly feel kind of, again, shouting out last episode because it was recorded earlier tonight. This feels incredibly hollow coming from you. I'm not surprised by TV. Ow.
I disagree.
I just feel like
Chris backed this up.
He's always anti-MLS and always very critical of MLS. But and now all of a sudden, he's been the best player for a decade. But you slander MLS.
But we're talking about an American player.
But you're talking about how bad MLS is all the time.
That is irrelevant to the conversation.
It's also irrelevant because one of the points of his statement is that MLS is still better than the women's international game.
He literally just said it's bad, but what does that have to do with my argument?
I didn't say it was bad.
You just say it was bad, and you were like, well, you know.
What I said was...
Yeah, but it's still better than the women's international stage.
MLS is better than the women's national team international play, is what you're telling me.
Listen,
I think that is an idiotic statement.
I am a huge proponent of the women's game. I love our national team. I support them. I want them to win. I'm hoping when I go to the Olympics in Yokohama, I get to see them play.
And I hope Alex Morgan groin kicks you.
That's fine.
I'll take that.
Isn't she pregnant?
Yes. Yes, she is.
So she may not even be playing.
Actually, she said she's going to try and play.
Nice.
Wow. Impressive.
Carly Lloyd is very pissed.
That's nice. Fantastic. But here's the other thing. Wondolowski's played on a bad team.
Dude's put the team on his back.
And he's carried that team. Alex Morgan has some really great players around her.
But if he's played on a bad team...
And he's still carrying the team?
Is that not just stat padding on a bad team?
No, of course not.
What do you mean? How is it not?
There's no garbage time in soccer.
Yeah.
But you said he plays on a bad team. If he's the best player, shouldn't he be...
That's not
the team
stat
be better?
Padding. That's the guy who's carrying the team.
But if one guy is good, like we'll go to cross sport, which isn't great. Like when the Cavs were really bad... Like, Ricky Davis was the leading scorer. I'm not going to say, well, Ricky Davis, he averaged 25 points a game. They were bad.
Yeah, but comparing the NBA to soccer is...
But
you
just said he played for a bad team.
They were also not bad for all of those years.
He couldn't... So you're telling me Chris Wondolowski couldn't... He's not great enough to get them good for most of those years that you said they were bad?
One guy cannot carry a soccer team.
I would very much disagree.
I would highly disagree with your anecdote that it can compare to the NBA, because the NBA, you can take...
I don't like,
you
and I mentioned I don't like, I don't like
absolute,
the cross sport.
You can take an absolute G League team,
yeah,
and you put LeBron on them, and all of a sudden you have the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Shout out to the 2007 Cleveland Cavaliers. Yes. Essentially is the exact comparison you just made.
Shout out to Anderson Varejao.
That's the thing. Like in soccer, one guy can't carry a team that far. I mean, Zlatan was on the Galaxy and they missed the playoffs.
They also made the playoffs this year.
Yeah, but...
Everybody makes the playoffs.
That's also true.
I just don't feel like...
We don't need to harp on this one. Yeah. I'm disappointed in you. I'm not surprised by TV.
No, I'm very proud of Chris.
You feel good about this guy being proud of you?
No, that's not the point. I'm not...
Do you feel good about it, though?
Sure, it's nice that we agree.
Nice, okay.
It's nice that we agree on something.
Stupid, you guys.
I was stunned. I thought for sure it was going to be anything else. I didn't see Alex Morgan coming. That was a good pick.
I didn't think it was even close.
I feel like.
I mean, the reality is, at the end of the day, I just think that one is more impressive than the other because of the fact that there isn't enough competition.
That's
what
it boils
down
to. I'm not going to disparage the women's game. It's just that
I've literally for the last 7 minutes disparaged the women's game.
Like I said, when you score 13 goals against a team in the World Cup, that says that there's really not that much competition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they probably
not to mention the fact that
if Wondolowski in the Gold Cup, they didn't play in bad teams, no?
Mexico's good.
I'm saying in the Gold Cup, they didn't play any bad teams. They weren't any blowouts. He didn't stat as bad.
You know what? I could look it up.
Please don't. I beg of you not to.
All right. Well, then I won't. But
let's use our educated guess here and say there was probably a really bad team they scored a lot of goals against.
The thing is... 3 years later, they didn't qualify for the World Cup. So
we're not going to bring that up. That was a dark mark of the decade. Undoubtedly.
Not Wando's fault.
Yeah. No.
True.
No, you can't blame him for that. No, you could blame him
for
a lot of other people, but not that. All right. So let's go to...
let me see the list.
How about team of the decade, which is separate from club? Like the one team that you feel just
the year,
stood out.
The year of a team.
I started the last one, so...
I'll go. 17-18 City. I think that's going to be a popular answer on a lot of not us specifically, maybe, but in general.
I don't know. I took a different approach.
Yeah.
With this 2019 San Jose earthquake. Nah, I'm just kidding.
That was like,
I took a different in terms of just a team that played amazing. Defied all odds and absolutely deserves to be mentioned on a list like this.
There's no way.
I'm going to be so pissed.
Yeah, the Leicester title team.
You guys are the same person. It's the Spider-Man meme.
It's so weird.
It's the Spider-Man meme pointing at each other.
I had a feeling at least one other person would pick the same team.
I mean, when you look at the team as a whole, the fact that the previous season they were only a couple points clear of relegation.
And again, longest odds to ever come to fruition in betting history.
Don't quote me on this, but I think SiriusXMFC, their official Twitter, was a poll of I think they did Premier League team of the decade, and it was 17-18 City versus the Leicester team.
Yeah.
So we're in good standings there.
We've talked about it.
Yeah.
We've talked about it in the last hour.
Yeah.
This Leicester team is better than that Leicester team was, but still that team lifted the cup. They were expected to be relegated that year.
Yeah.
I guess
it was only their second season back in top flight as well.
Yeah.
I mean, would the
2017-18 Man City team absolutely destroy that Leicester team? Sure.
Probably.
But if I'm giving out team of the decade, that is the specific
team. Yeah, I don't hate that.
I feel like that team inspired people.
Yeah,
and it captured the imagination of people across the world.
No question. And won somebody a lot of money that bet on them, I think.
There were like 10 or 11 people who had like significant bets.
Yeah. But there's no argument that needs to be made against Leicester or against City. Like City was a record breaking team. Leicester was the greatest Cinderella team
ever. You score 100 points in the Premier League.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Good. Yeah. Yeah. Should we mix in a wild card?
Yeah.
I think we should. This is definitely where Chris and I are going to differ.
Yeah. I'm sure we will.
If it's the same. You guys are.
I still haven't picked one of these awards. By the way,
Let's go with the other one. Then we'll go with the album of the decade.
TV.
It took me exactly 3 seconds to pick this one for me.
Please don't tell me Kenny Chesney.
It's gonna be Taylor Swift.
See, my favorite, possibly my favorite, and definitely my most listened to album of the decade, despite coming out only like 2 years ago, would be Kenny Chesney's "Cosmic Hallelujah." But he's also been my top Spotify artist the last 3 years running. Yeah. I don't understand
how a guy from New Jersey listens to Kenny Chesney.
Album of the decade is definitely Red by Taylor Swift.
Yeah,
which came in fourth on, I believe, Rolling Stone's list of albums of the decade.
Okay.
So like I was looking at it, I did a little research. I was like, what are other people saying? I was like, okay, it's up on some of those lists.
Yeah.
But it's a phenomenal album from start to finish. It's probably her best work, and you could absolutely make the argument is the artist of the decade, so I'm in.
I would make that argument, but I wouldn't hate the argument.
And it's an absolute crime that Random Access Memories beat it for Album of the Year at the Grammys.
Daft Punk?
Yeah.
Shout out Daft Punk.
I'm sorry, when's the last time anyone's played any song other than Get Lucky, and when's the last time anyone's played Get Lucky off that album?
I'm a big Daft Punk
fan. I like the older stuff. I like the old album that they had, but Random
Access Memories had one song on it. It wasn't even that good.
Lose Yourself to Dance is pretty classic. I got some good jams.
What was One More Time was a good one, but that was like the Around late the 90s, world. Early 2000s. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But Red is still an amazing album, and All Too Well is one of the best songs ever written.
And what's funny, I've literally never listened to one song off there, and I go out of my way not to. It's just not my thing, not my bag.
All right, well, I have an epic fail on this one.
Oh, I really wish that it was just randomly. Chris is like, it was Red.
I was hoping he was going to say it was Random Access Memories.
You know what? Like, I'm cool with Taylor Swift. I feel like you make a really good case. I mean, she had so many number one hits come off that album. So, I mean, it's hard to argue against that. But the big problem, I had really, really hard time with this.
You're not a recent music fan.
No, I listen
to...
I listen to a lot of older music. However, I do listen to a lot of BBC. I stream it. I listen to a lot of BBC, and a lot of times they play new music. The problem is I don't listen to whole albums anymore.
Gang Signs and Prayers, Stormzy. Is that what you're leading?
I don't
towards?
Know what Stormzy is, but
Stormzy the rapper.
I don't know who that is.
That's fair. So I thought the BBC. I thought you were leading into that.
Well, they do play a lot of like new music, and I like a lot of it. The problem is, like I said, I don't listen to a ton of albums.
Yeah.
So my album of the decade will be the same album of the decade from the 2000s and the 1990s, and I would imagine the
1990s. It has to be an album that came out this decade.
I don't have one.
Is it now?
No, I'm going with Exodus by Bob Marley, my all-time favorite album.
Yeah, no. It's a pretty great album, but you kind of cheated.
Carson, go. Zip
it. So mine actually is not TV loves Taylor Swift, so there was a Taylor Swift album. Mine, I think, actually holds more of a regard for the album because he's not my favorite artist, but Channel Orange by Frank Ocean, which is considered one of the better R&B albums of all time.
I don't even know who that is.
I know who it is. I don't really listen to him. Yeah, so.
That's fair.
I'm not a big R&B guy.
He's an all-time. It's all-timer. Where are we going next? Player of the Decade?
Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah.
TV started last time. You guys started this time.
All right. Now, I didn't want to go the traditional route and just pick Messi. I felt like maybe that was the easy way out.
That's the way.
I definitively thought, like, when I was thinking of my player of the year, I definitely was like, I don't think it's Messi. I have one guy in mind. This one also didn't take me very long.
I tried to go around picking Messi. I picked Messi.
So I went with a guy who played on that Leicester team.
Interesting.
And then the following year played on the Chelsea team that also won the Premier League.
Wow, we really had the same player again.
And, I'm okay with that.
And he was a member of the World Cup winning French team.
That's a good call.
Last year, there was a time that I think a lot of people considered him to be the best
midfielder
in the world.
I would still debate that he is.
So
battled some injuries.
I went with N'Golo Kanté.
Yeah, shout out to Kanté. That's a good call. Mm-hmm. I was thinking
realistically, Messi's the best player of the decade. I mean, yeah. But I felt like that's an easy way out.
I honestly didn't want to pick. I kind of went the same route you did, like trying not to pick Messi. And then I sat there and I was like thinking of somebody. I'm like, I'm pretty sure he won 5 Ballon d'Ors this decade.
I mean, his numbers are ridiculous. I mean, he's got however many goals he scored this decade. I mean, look, it's easy to pick him, and there's zero debate that he is.
Yeah.
But I want it to be a little bit different.
I like Kanté. I'm a big fan. TV, who'd you go with?
I went with the guy who I honestly think is the clear-cut player of the decade. I don't think anyone matches him except possibly Messi. And, of course, it is obvious at this point where I'm going here. Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah.
He took Portugal to the Euro title.
He did.
Yeah.
He's won countless La Ligas.
Yeah. Yeah. Couple Champions Leagues.
Yep. Multiple Champions Leagues. And he's won almost as many Ballon d'Ors.
The thing is, he also got it, although I don't remember the exact year he moved to Real Madrid, but he's also gotten it done in the Premier League.
Yep.
And was that this decade?
That's why I said I don't know what year he changed from. Or he went
I don't
from
think
United.
Madrid won very many La Ligas in this
no,
decade.
No, I don't. I think it, because I think Atletico snuck in one. Yeah. And I think Barcelona won a couple, but I think. You know, it's so hard because when you compare them, and I'm going to throw Kanté in, right? Kanté had success not only domestically.
Internationally.
But he also won a World Cup.
Yeah.
Whereas Messi made a World Cup final.
Yeah.
But they didn't win, and he didn't score past the group stages.
Because here's the thing. Real Madrid. This is Cristiano Ronaldo since 2010. Copa del Rey in La Liga 2010-2011. UEFA... in the Euros, they made bronze in 2012. Copa del Rey, Champions League, UEFA Super Cup, FIFA Club World Cup, Champions League, Euros in 2016, Club World Cup in 2016, La Liga in 2016, Champions League in 2016, Confederations Cup third place, UEFA Super Cup, Spanish Super Cup, Club World Cup, Champions League, Serie A.
It's impressive.
And UEFA Nations League.
I actually think, tying back to the earlier American player, I think that's why I picked Messi, is because you listed all of the team accomplishments.
Yeah.
And I think Messi has more goals, more Ballon d'Or. So I think as a player, I think he did more.
By the way.
Because Cristiano Ronaldo didn't carry Real Madrid by himself to all those. Shout out to Karim Benzema.
By the way, speaking of Ronaldo, I still don't think he's touched down from that goal he scored
yesterday. Crazy.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the height he got on that goal.
I don't know about him, Messi, having more goals in that time.
It's probably close. Yeah. I would say assists is not close, but goals probably close. That's fair.
I feel like it's skewed the other way. Assists for Messi, goals for Ronaldo.
Yeah, it could be.
Because Ronaldo is just, he is the finisher and Messi is the creator.
Yeah.
That's the difference between the two. But that's why I went that way.
Yeah, fair.
All right, movie?
Yeah, TV, you'll go last because
this is by far my hardest category to pick, and I still haven't.
Fair.
I have Dark Knight Rises.
Ooh.
That was in consideration for me, actually.
Big Bane fan. Honorable mention for me was Bohemian Rhapsody. I thought it was really, really good.
Which I still have not seen.
I've seen probably 2 or 3 times. Dark Knight Rises, Bane, solid action, solid plot twist there.
My buddy adamantly insists it's better than The Dark Knight.
I could see that argument. Yeah. As a film itself, I could see that argument. I prefer The Joker, but...
Now, I went with Skyfall.
Okay.
As I've mentioned previously, I'm a big, big James Bond fan. I felt like that was maybe the best one in the entire series.
That's a very bold statement.
You know, Daniel Craig was phenomenal, but that movie has a little bit of everything, right? Like, you get really into the depth of the character Bond. Of James Bond.
Explore the lore. Like, that's a quality James Bond film.
It really is. I mean, Quantum of Solace sucked. Casino Royale was really good.
Yeah, Casino Royale is traditionally seen as the best Craig Bond.
And I think Spectre kind of failed a little bit.
See, I loved Spectre for two reasons.
Christoph Waltz.
Number one is Christoph Waltz, one of my favorite actors. Number two is the opening scene with the Dia de los Muertos parade.
Oh, that is phenomenal.
Where you have the one shot all the way through. If you had to make me pick one scene
that was it.
From the decade, that's probably the scene.
Yeah, it's a good one.
But
That's a good call. I like it.
And the
villain in that one was also, it was, what's his name? Javier Bardem, is that his name?
Yes.
Yeah, he was phenomenal as well.
Yeah, Jared Justice is pretending to have a pee-pee through a zipper hole.
Oh, jeez. To be fair, I think he's had a little bit of eggnog tonight too.
Yep.
Are you an eggnog fan? Not to dive too deep into that.
Nah, I'm not. I don't dislike it. I will drink it at Christmas. I'll put a little rum in it and spice it up a little bit.
So, I could have gone a lot of different directions. Interstellar came out in 2010. That was a phenomenal movie. Mad Max: Fury Road is traditionally seen as an amazing movie from this decade. I liked it a lot, but it's not one that really drew me back. And I wanted to go with something like more profound, but I wasn't really able to find anything. Also, side note, if you go back and look at the 2010s Oscar nominees versus Best Picture winners, they biffed it like every time. Who remember 2011, actually a trash year just in general, but everybody remembers 2011 Oscar winner, The Artist.
Nope.
No one's watched that movie in years.
No one's watched it since 2011.
Yeah, the only movie from that nominee list that anyone ever mentions now is Moneyball.
That was a good movie.
Yeah, exactly. I rest my case. Yeah. Yeah. And it was stuff like that every single one of these. They picked a movie where you're like, what?
They always try to get controversial, and I hate that. You know what? Mm-hmm. Just give the award to the best damn movie. You know, like you don't have to be difficult or different.
Mm-hmm. Well, now it's
although I was with some of my picks tonight.
Now it's just gotten even worse. But I'm gonna go with the movie that stuck out to me this decade. One that I absolutely still watch. One of the few movies that I actually own. Digital copy of, granted, but I don't just stream it somewhere. I actually own the extended cut. I'm going with The Martian. Matt Damon, a Robinson Crusoe story, phenomenally written. The book that it's based off of is possibly my favorite piece of literature.
Okay.
So I'm going with The Martian.
I haven't seen it, but fair.
Yeah.
I highly recommend. I think you might like it.
I thought for a couple of these, like for movies, like it was... it. Skyfall, I kept coming back to, but I mean, I really liked Les Miserables, and I felt like that was a good movie. But then there was, I said, look, Skyfall is more my wheelhouse, so I'll go with that.
Shout out to Interstellar.
I haven't seen either of those, by the way.
But The Martian definitely, like, that is the movie from this decade that I watched the most, I think.
So we got one left.
Yeah.
We cruise through those.
Yeah. Which is good because my buddy's getting hungry and texting me.
And TV starts off this one, Club of the Decade.
Club of the Decade.
This is a two horse race for me.
Can you go then? Because I'm curious what you said.
So I have my... I won't say who I picked yet, but I'll say the two horses here were Real Madrid and Man City.
Okay.
I did not...
Those were my two horses, and I picked Real Madrid.
I think there's one that we should include, and I think maybe we're kind of overlooking them a little bit.
Okay, you're right. Atlanta United.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. So
only existed for my bad.
We
years to, of the decade.
This is all for second place.
LV Lights FC.
Exactly.
Chalice, manager of the decade.
Yeah, yes. No doubt.
So TV, why don't you start?
So I went with Real Madrid. Again, it goes back a little bit to the Ronaldo titles, but
yeah,
three Champions Leagues in 4 years.
Yeah.
Pretty damn good.
No doubt about it.
Was it four Champions Leagues in 5 years or was it three and four?
I think it was four and five.
Really damn good. Multiple La Liga titles, a couple Club World Cups in there. I think as far as a team that you talk about spanning the entire decade in terms of success, like with Wando, I looked for consistently being successful, and I think Real Madrid beats out Man City there because Man City didn't really have a start of the decade.
Yeah, I thought about City as well.
If you wanted to take the best team, if I needed to win one game and I'm taking a team from this decade, yeah, I'd probably take that Man City team.
Yeah.
But those Real Madrid teams were damn good.
Oh, for sure.
I passed on City for the simple fact that they never won a Champions League.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like in order to be considered a team of the decade, you need to win the Champions League.
That's fair.
I mean, so, I disagree because, again, Atlanta United.
Yeah.
So I went a different direction, and I feel like I'll be outnumbered on this one.
Hopefully, yeah.
But I went with Bayern Munich.
That's a bold strategy, Cotton.
8 of the 10 Bundesliga titles they won. They won 7 straight Bundesliga titles, which is an absolute record. They won a Champions League. They lost 2 finals. They also won a couple of domestic cups 4 times. They won the Pokal Cup. Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Deutsche Pokal.
Yeah. They won it 4 times. So I feel like even though they don't get the press, by the way, they also had a manager who's currently managing Man City.
Yeah. And they have a manager who's about to be announced for Everton.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, fingers crossed.
So I feel like, again, it was very easy to go with Real Madrid or Barcelona or Man City, but I feel like Bayern Munich deserves a lot of credit for what they've done.
A lot of competition in Bundesliga.
Dortmund's been pretty good.
Didn't they beat Dortmund in their Champions League?
They did.
I watched that
I would
game.
Say it's a
Gus Johnson
I would go back a little bit to a lack of competition that was discussed earlier. I think Bundesliga is not to that extent, but I'm not sure how much, you know, panache those Bundesliga titles have.
You can knock the competition, but when you win 7 straight league titles, which has never been done, I don't think by any club that plays in one of the big 5. Actually, I think Juventus is right there with them because
Juventus has definitely done that.
Yeah.
I think Juventus is currently on that streak.
Yeah. But I just feel like the overall.
Yeah, I was going to say, when you factor that with the other stuff.
Yeah, I mean, look, here's the other thing. They did win a Champions League and they made 2 finals.
For sure. See, I feel like that's the way I balance it. The way I balance that against Real Madrid, because I honestly like your logic behind the pick. I agree. They put up a very consistent decade. For me, I weight the whole 4 and 5, the 4 Champions League in 5 years.
Yeah,
I weight that so significantly versus the granted lack of domestic success that they have versus Barcelona.
Yeah.
But I like where you came from.
Yeah, the 4 and 5 is very impressive. Yeah. I mean, that's I don't know if we'll ever see that again.
No, probably not.
I don't
think
we will.
But yes, we all went 3 different ones. I went City. 4 Premier League titles in a decade. And they were spread out. They won the first one like 2011,
league,
I think.
Arguably the most difficult league to win. I mean, some people would say La Liga, but I feel like La Liga is still a
two-team race. Yeah, yeah.
Even though Atletico snuck one in.
I was going to say City, I think, was...
The reality is you have 5 other teams. Like you have Premier League has a big 6.
Yeah.
No other league has that.
No, yeah, for sure. I think winning those leagues...
Yeah, in terms of a domestic title... I put Premier League above the others except an MLS Cup.
And the other thing
I'm actually genuinely serious about that.
Just because it's chaos and anarchy.
Yeah, in terms of the hardest one to win, give me the MLS Cup. Because I'm not about to say that MLS is on par with the Premier League.
There's also playoffs.
There's a lot of parity. There's a ton of parity in MLS.
Playoffs, which is a huge wild card comparatively to other leagues.
But I like the argument for City just because of the fact that, like we said, the Prem is there's a top 6, but
it's also incredibly difficult to repeat as supporter shield champion in MLS.
The other thing is, like, they have a different challenger, it seems like, every year.
Yeah.
Right? And, like, Liverpool was right there with them last year, but the year before, well, they ran away with it. But Chelsea had won, Leicester had won.
Yeah.
You know, United at the beginning of the decade was really, really good.
They also had some other, they won, like, the FA Cup, like, 4 or 5
times. They won
times,
a bunch. I think they've won.
League Cup maybe a few times.
They know they won last year.
Yeah. So, yeah, interesting. 3 different club of the decades.
That's a good one to end on.
Honestly, I don't think you could argue against any of those.
Yeah. No.
I think if you're arguing against them, you're splitting hairs.
I feel like we all weighed things in different ways and just came up with those results differently based on how we did it. I'm honestly glad. I thought someone else would say Real Madrid. I'm glad we ended up with 3 different ones.
Yeah, I like that.
Best choice. So thrilled that we both said Wando.
That was unbelievable.
I was stunned.
That was unreal.
I mean, you know what? Every once in a while...
No, you guys have agreed on a couple things recently, and
we also agreed on Leicester as the team of the.
Yeah, but that was more like that was a pick that.
You guys are pretty much the same person. I said that before, but you guys are pretty much the same person.
Except it's pork roll.
Taylor Ham.
All right, that'll do it for us. Our last show.
Are you shaving your mustache before the new year? By the way,
yeah, ring in the
Please
new decade,
do.
Right?
Please.
Yeah, probably.
Go into 2020 with that mustache.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you've got the whole thing.
Man. There's a difference. Like you though. Not criticize Carson's facial hair versus yours.
Oh no, yeah, my
you
facial
you know
not
who
good.
You look like right now?
No.
Ben McAdoo.
Oh, God.
That's not a good thing. That's not good.
No, no. Well,
that's bad.
Is he unemployed?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Probably with good reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, the lady friend gets here on Christmas night.
Please
so.
Shave it before that. Mm-hmm. Or it'll be a long flight back to
Tokyo.
To Tokyo.
No one, she'll get no here, one believes
she'll,
she exists.
She'll get here and she'll be like, see the mustache and say, well, it's about that time.
Yeah, yep. Mosey on home.
Yeah. All right. She gives them the signal to head back.
That does it for us. Other Football Podcasts, Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Since this will be up, it'll be up probably after Christmas, but... Hope you had a happy Christmas and
happy Hanukkah, happy Kwanzaa,
whatever you celebrate. TV, any final thoughts for 2019?
Nothing.
How about a bold prediction for 2020?
Ooh, okay.
All right, all right. I like that. Bold prediction for 2020.
I'm trying to think of one too. I got nothing.
The U.S. men's national team will win a World Cup this decade.
Oh, my goodness. That is a very bold take. I like it. He's got to walk that take off. That's
a
wild
one. You could find him at TV at work, by the way.
Yeah, that's crazy. Man, I have a bold prediction to match that. I got nothing. Man United will win a Premier League? Is that a hot take?
No.
I got nothing then.
You can find him at Carson.
I was going to say, how about just more of a thought rather than the bold prediction?
You've got 30 seconds, so.
Just don't be dicks to other people for stupid reasons.
Fair enough. My bold prediction for the next decade, Liverpool will win multiple Premier League titles.
Nobody's surprised by that.
No. All right. That's it. Happy New Year. We'll talk to you in 2020. Have a good one, everybody.